the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, national polls show a pretty tight Harris-Trump race for president. A new Rutgers-Eagleton poll shows that, not surprisingly, things are a little less ambiguous in the Garden State.
Ashley Koning, director of the Eagleton Center for Public Interest Polling at Rutgers, says New Jersey will likely remain a win in the blue column this election cycle.
55% say that they would vote for Vice President Kamala Harris, and 35% say they would vote for Republican presidential nominee and former President Donald Trump.
Nearly 8 in 10 registered voters say they're definitely casting a ballot this election. The outlook on the nation is bleak. 7 in 10 Jersey voters believe the U.S. has gone off on the wrong track. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A Morris County man made his first appearance Tuesday in federal court in Newark on a charge of making a death threat against a political commentator. Haim Braverman, 45, of Morris Plains, is accused of making the detailed and disturbing threat in a video he posted online last month. The U.S. Attorney's Office says the threats were made in response to remarks the commentator made about a prominent rabbi who led a branch of Orthodox Judaism before his death. Authorities did not reveal the identity of the commentator. A state grand jury has indicted 6 state correctional police officers in connection with an assault at a youth prison in Burlington County.
One state corrections sergeant is accused of spraying a young inmate with pepper spray at the Garden State Youth Correctional Facility in Chesterfield twice without cause on the same day in April 2020. 5 senior corrections officers are accused of helping cover up the incident, filing reports that said the inmate had been uncooperative. State Attorney General Matt Platkin says the alleged conduct is a discredit to every correctional officer who performs their duties with integrity. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And a medical transport company in Camden County is accused of underpaying its workers by classifying them as independent contractors instead of employees. The company, TransCare LLC, based in Berlin, became the subject of a state investigation after drivers complained they were not being paid full wages. New Jersey's Department of Labor found the drivers were employees of the company and were not operating as independent businesses. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. And will it stay dry out there? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We'll have increasing clouds for tonight. It's going to be very warm with a shower in a few spots toward dawn. Low temperatures down into the 60s. A shower in spots early tomorrow. Otherwise, we'll have clouds giving way to some sunshine. Still very warm with a gusty breeze. High temperatures will be in the upper 70s to near 80. And there will be a high fire threat due to the gusty winds and the dry brush. Mainly clear, brisk, and chillier tomorrow night. Lows in the mid to upper 40s. Then a mostly sunny and cooler day Saturday. Highs in the upper 50s to near 60. I'm Brian Thompson.
And we are looking at 75 degrees in Orange, 73 degrees Hillsborough, 69 degrees Toms River. Fast traffic, instant weather. Every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Brought to you by Raceway Kia and Raceway Nissan. Proud sponsors of the Run for Life 5K to help raise money for the cardiovascular health awareness. Join them this Sunday, 9 a.m. at the Manalapan Recreational Center.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.